Hello, this is Afi Pittman, founder of authorofmyfaith.com, the source of encouragement for today's Christian woman, and the Let's Talk About It community, a safe place for Christian women to discuss their life, relationship, and professional challenges. And welcome to my 30-day motivational audio series for women entitled Breaking Away from Toxic Mindsets, Men, and Habits to Break Through to a New You. This is day 26, and let's talk about overcoming bitterness. In the past 2 days, we've talked about the power of forgiveness and how to forgive. So now I want to address bitterness because I believe bitterness is basically an extension of unforgiveness, which we established that unforgiveness is continuing to meditate on an offense and the offender. The most direct way I've found to deal with and overcome bitterness is to realize what it is costing you. This is like the third time I've talked, I think the third or fourth time now that I've talked about what is your action, your behavior, your thought process costing you. So what I've noticed is that bitterness usually costs people at least one of three things. Number one, their ability to make sound decisions that will build up their future. Number two, their peace and joy. And number three, sometimes their reputation. Because if you think about it, people usually don't know how to or they don't want to deal with bitter people. And so they label them and avoid them. Another way to deal with bitterness is to recognize and accept the part that you played in your own current situation. You can't control what other people do. You can't control what they say about you, but you can control you. You can control your response. You can control the decisions that you make in spite of what is done to you or what is happening around you that you can't control. And you can control your thoughts. So if the current situation that you're bitter about is one of your own making or where you played a part in it, no matter how small or big, accept it and decide that you will make wiser choices in the future. So as always, make sure that you check in with me if bitterness is something that you struggle with. Email me at afi@authorofaithmen.com. And until tomorrow, stay encouraged and we'll talk soon.